BerkeyBerkey.com today.
Everybody, get the lady America tonight. Each and every show, right off the bat, we go inside the Beltway to talk to the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham joins us now. Hey, Justin, you know, I made it to Washington just in time for the cherry blossoms. Despite their early demise, I was there probably 6 hours before they all died off.
You are very lucky. Those are, beautiful. That, you know, D.C. is not really known for its beauty. It has a nice, a few monuments and stuff like that. But those cherry blossoms really are something else.
They are. I would tell anyone to try to get there when they're blooming. But the problem is, if we have freaky weather, you're not really quite sure when they're going to bloom. Because the festival in D.C., for people listening across the country, if you were making plans, it goes on through the first couple of weeks in April. But there's very few cherry blossoms to see now, I think, at this point, right?
There are very few. They have a lot of them have sort of disappeared in the last few days. And, D.C. is a lot worse off for it.
No kidding. All right, the highway bill didn't disappear. What happened today on the Hill?
Well, once again, in another event of politics by brinksmanship, about 2 days before transportation funding was set to run out, the House passed a 90-day extension. It was a purely partisan vote, since Democrats were urging Boehner to take on a long-form version of the legislation passed in the Senate. But Republicans were hoping that the Senate would not call their bluff, and they were lucky because they did not. They passed it through unanimous consent, which means lawmakers will have another 3 months to craft something more substantive.
I love it. Another Band-Aid. All right, this wasn't about Band-Aids. Paul Ryan, the congressman, got his way. His budget passed, and passed by the House anyway, and got a bunch of defections. There had to be some noise, I'm sure, tongues wagging anyway, about this.
There certainly was. This was a pretty close vote. I believe it was I had the number written down in front of me, but it was a very close vote, and there were about 10 defections at the end of the day. This, however, did do better than other legislation that went previously. There was a compromise piece that was based off the Simpson-Bowles plan, and that sort of fizzled in the House, and a lot of people thought it would do much better. We also saw, pretty interestingly, a Republican bring forward President Barack Obama's budget for 2013 based on his budget request. And oddly enough, we did not see a single Democrat vote for that. So, there was a lot of interesting stuff going on. But in the end, Paul Ryan won, and it's going to go to the Senate where it will likely die over there. So at the end of the day, there's not much to really cheer about, but it's a victory for them, at least, optically.
Yeah. How about this? The Senate blowing up the Democrats' measure to kill off the big oil tax. That was a close vote, too. 41-47. The president couldn't be too happy about that because he was pushing the Senate to, of course, nix the tax breaks.
Exactly. And typically that's one of those tax breaks that ending is not very controversial. You know, for a while it seemed that Boehner was in support of it. And, it was something that they were believing that other Republicans could get behind. But, at the end of the day, as you said, 51-47 went against the president, which was unfortunate, since right before that morning he had given a speech urging Congress to end the tax breaks.
Well, Justin Duckham, thanks so much for joining us here from Talk Radio News. You could tell that so much was going on in Washington. I think Justin had 2 hours sleep. It's been that crazy. And add to that the fact that you've got a few other things coming down the road, too. We didn't even touch on too much, a little bit there, but too much energy. Energy was also the name of the game on the day, and we'll dive into that a little further. You know, that's one of my big passions here. We talk about green, 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 but yet we know that it's not something in the foreseeable future that we can count on. What's my number? 2030. That's the earliest I think it's even viable when we're talking about other alternatives to fuel. In fact, speaking of fuel, I'm wondering how much you're paying for gasoline. A lot of people starting to complain. A buddy of mine who lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, sent me a note and said that it costs for his SUV to fill up $65. I filled up today. It was a Toyota. I was driving my mother's car, and I filled up her Toyota $40, which actually in New Jersey, Philadelphia area is pretty good. So you're talking, it's funny I say pretty good. It was like $3.67 for a gallon of regular. I bet some of you are paying a lot more than that, and some of you are paying maybe a little bit less depending on where you live. So the pain at the pump, of course, we're always willing to hear, what are you paying and what are you doing to offset the price of gasoline? Have you had to cut something out of your budget? Because that's what's happening. When you're drowning in debt or when you can't make ends meet, if suddenly you get slapped with $40, $50, $100, $150, $250 more onto an already weak, weak budget, you know what happens? Something has to go. Is it beer night with the boys? Is it eating out only 3 times a month versus 10 times a month? You know, you start to think about those things. They add up, the trips to Starbucks and whatever. But I'm not going to lecture here at the top. Politics that we didn't mix in with Justin include a big endorsement. Mitt Romney is piling them up. Listen to this one from an ex-president.
Barbara and I are very proud to fully and enthusiastically endorse and support our old friend Mitt Romney. He's a good man. He'll make a great president, and we just wish him well.
All right. Bush 1 says, absolutely. You know, you heard him, old friend, we wish him well. Barbara had already said, the former First Lady, that she was backing Romney. Now officially, George throws in, too. And, you know, and I say this all the time, how much does the average American care about endorsements? And I think the answer is, not too much. But people in the party care. And Romney's already been set up as the establishment guy anyway. So now he's just lining up the obvious forces to help him to continue to move forward on the road to Tampa. I mean, basically, that's what it is. So having the ex-president throw in and say, yeah, absolutely, and then just lining up some more is what Romney's people are trying to do. So the 41st president says he's a good man, he'd make a great president, and says it's time for the Republicans to unite behind Romney. There's your hint. We know that this hurts the more we drag this out, so let's cut the nonsense, cut the cord on everybody else, and get this done instead of waiting until the end of June or the beginning of July, getting to the convention at the end of August just to officially declare Romney. And Romney, by the way, didn't meet with George W. Bush during his two-day stop in Texas, you know, the son, but he says he speaks with him from time to time. So you already have the former Florida governor, Jeb Bush, who endorsed him last week. Now you have one of the former presidents with a Bush name endorsing him. How much longer before the last Bush endorses him? So he's got, what, the triumphant backing him for whatever that's worth. All right, coming up on the flip side, the real buzz is over $540 million. Why? Coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
The question, will you pony up a few bucks at least for a chance at over $500 million? You know what the odds are? One in 175 million that you will hit the jackpot. You know what I'm talking about? Let me fill in the details if you haven't heard. Mega Millions, it's, you know, one of those lotteries. Mega Millions jackpot. $540 million. Yeah, so I saw a great piece today. What would $500 million get you? What could you buy for $500 million? Well, I can think there's a lot of things that you could do with that money. But the list that I saw, it was interesting. The world's most expensive car, the Bugatti Supersport, it goes for something like $2,600,000, so you'd have a lot of leftover money. How about a quarter of the Los Angeles Dodgers that was just bought by Magic Johnson's group? You could certainly throw in on that, right? Because they paid $2 billion. I'm sure they would take another investor, pawn it off on another investor. Then I saw an interesting thing. Berkshire Hathaway, which is Warren Buffett's company. About 4,065 shares of the world's most expensive stock, which is Berkshire Hathaway, goes for $123,000 a share. That is one share. Then I also on this list, it was on one of the websites I was looking at, a 92,000 square foot house in Monaco, the world's most expensive real estate. Ready for this? Right now, I just want you to think in your minds. You're driving home. You got two hands on the wheel in your truck, right? Or in your Beetle. And I want you to think about this. How much for your house? How much is your house worth per square foot? How much? I don't know, $100, $125, $200? How about $5,408 a square foot? That's that house in Monaco I'm talking about. World's most expensive real estate. Yeah, figures, doesn't it? Also, speaking of homes, you could buy five $100 million homes in Los Altos Hills, California. You know, California, period. Think of some of the addresses, Beverly Hills or San Francisco. I don't know how an average person, I say this all the time, but I don't know how an average person makes it in California anyway, because just to get an okay house, you're talking about $400,000. I mean, that's no frills. It's a fixer-upper in Cali. So if you won $500 million, you could get a decent crib in L.A. But I wonder how many people, and see, it keeps getting higher, so maybe I'm answering my own question. A lot of people, I think, are throwing in on the lottery because it's that high. So it starts like a little fire, and then it becomes a huge blaze, and everybody starts to talk about it. I mean, everywhere you go, I don't care what state you're in right now, you flip on the radio, you're watching the local news, they're talking about Mega Millions and whether or not you're going to buy a ticket. And, of course, being in the Northeast, you know how cheery sometimes my fellow Northeasterners can be. I know you're probably listening to me somewhere in the Northeast. The local Action News did a piece, and they interviewed some people. And the poor woman who was interviewing the people as she was live, like three out of the four said nasty things to her. Who wants to? You have no chance to win that. Why would I spend any money on that? I thought, boy, she's not going to get one person to say they're excited about the lottery. And because it's this high, that's the reason why they're going to actually take a crack at it. You know, this year started with that whole battle segging in from Occupy that started back last September of the 99 versus the 1%. And so I thought about this Mega Millions deal, and when I was flipping around, you know, everybody has different cable networks, and I was flipping around on the cable network, and I saw a channel that was advertising all these islands. So I suppose for $500 million, you could get a whole bunch of islands, but this channel was all about islands and opulence, and I thought, is this HGTV? What is this? You know what? There's a channel called the Wealth Channel. I guess it's all of Mitt Romney's friends. When they want to trade real estate, they just say, go on the Wealth Channel and look at my house. They did a great piece on it. Tell me what you're willing to pay for it. Seriously. So we started off last time we were talking about Mitt Romney's endorsements and, you know, the inevitable. When we look at numbers, that he's got the amount of, he doesn't have the amount of delegates, but he has the most amount of delegates to get him to the ultimate prize, which is the presidential nod on the Republican side. And yet we continue to see, I mean, you got primaries and caucuses still to go, and others are winning some of these primaries. But the problem is with the process, it's not winner takes all. Some of them are split. Caucus is different from primary. One state is different from the other state. It's like you have to have a thick playbook, about as thick as the health care law, to know exactly what's going on in the primaries and caucuses. And I guess this is part of the confusion. Some people don't understand. And I've gotten a lot of emails kind of addressing this. Well, wait a second, but I thought Rick Santorum just won Louisiana. How come he doesn't seem to be gaining very much in the delegate column? And the reason is because of what I just said. Every state is different. A lot of times you might win, so you're picking up a few extra delegates, but Mitt Romney, who might be right behind you, is still getting a bunch of delegates as well. So it's not winner takes all, every state uniform process, primaries all the way. Caucuses are different. Some don't even count toward the actual total. And pretty much that's it in a nutshell. So just think of it as a very confusing craps game. If you've never played craps, but you know, you go and you hear people screaming, woohoo! And you think, oh, this is what I need to be doing. Why am I playing slot machines? I mean, surely I could figure this out. And then you realize, no, it's too confusing. I don't understand. What does it mean, pass line? I'm not sure. Well, that's exactly what this whole process has been like, without a doubt. And now it's getting on the nerves of the establishment Republican people who are sitting there watching while this drags out day after day after day after day, more time slipping away. Because until it's official, you don't really have the weight of the entire Republican Party behind the candidate, and then you got to think, okay, well, November, you've got an incumbent president. Yeah, how much ammunition do you need? How hard do you want to hit this? And the answer is you have to take advantage of every single opening. In whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, anyone knows this, when you have an incumbent, for goodness sake, our last two presidents have had two terms. So think of how difficult that is to upset the guy who's in there, even if there's massive frustration across the board. You still have to look at how many people will back the current guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, right? Hey, coming up next on America Tonight, with all the threads of things that we're mixing in here, because I like to say America Tonight is the buzz in your backyard, one of the things that we're going to talk about is the Trayvon Martin case, and now just how big this has become. It started off small, now it's gotten even that much bigger. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later this hour. But besides that and the politics of the day, without a doubt, 10-1, all of the email that I looked at today had to do with the odds of the lottery, if the odds of winning the lottery, and was I going to buy a ticket, and how big did I think the actual jackpot would get up to, because the more people that hurry up and run and buy tickets, the bigger that gets. And in every poll that I've seen where it was just a simple open-ended question, are you going to buy a $500 million, a ticket for the $500 million lottery prize, overwhelmingly 75% or more said absolutely. So, of course, a couple of bucks, that's your coffee or your muffin or, your burger at lunch. It goes back to that same thing. If you're going to blow a few things during the week, a few shekels on food, why not take a shot at the lottery? Hey, who knows? Maybe you end up one of those people that wins the $250,000 or the, $1 million, because there's prizes all the way down if you don't win the $500 million. Just be careful if you throw in on a pool with somebody. I've said this before, make sure you get a copy of all the numbers so they can't come back at you and say, well, wait a second, I bought some tickets on my own. More to come next here on ATN.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Jack Alexander must have some friends in the U.S. besides yourself, because apparently he says he's spent $37 already on Mega Millions. And he also gave a shout out to Wawa. Yes, America, I am drinking Wawa coffee. It's not a paid endorsement. I just love this coffee. I don't know what it is. Something to, you know, I have this coffee thing. It's not, I don't drink coffee all day long, but I want a good cup of coffee. And Wawa is the best coffee that I've found. I don't know. If you have any suggestions for coffee, send them to me. I'm always looking. Don't say Starbucks. I'm not a big Starbucks fan. 800-259-5791. That's the number to call. We're talking about the Mega Millions and whether or not you would take a shot, or are you very cynical and you say, why would I throw my money away at a 1 in $75 million chance? That's ridiculous. 800-259-7791. How about my pal Tomas in Michigan? Hello, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. I was just wondering about this whole Mega Millions thing. It's probably up to like $600 or $700 million Friday, you know? And I was wondering, why don't they, when they get to $100 million, just pick 100 tickets and send out 100 $1 million checks and make 100 people happy instead of making one person totally insane? Because, you know, if you win all that money, you're going to go nuts, period. I mean, I don't think I can handle, you know, $600 million.
I totally agree with you. I mean, that's a stroke of brilliance. If they could do that, what a great thing that would be, because you're right. They'd make that many more people happy. Plus, how much money do you need? And you'd go crazy. You'd go berserk, which is, Tomas, you know this. This is what happens. People win the lottery. They end up bankrupt. They end up back where they were and worse in some cases because they do go berserk and the people around them go berserk.
And, Kate, now you dealt in the stock market. You know what instruments are. And, you know, I think the reason that they don't do that is because right now
got $500 or $600 million in the bank somewhere, and how much are they making every day on that?
Oh, ton of cash with that interest. Are you kidding me? Think about it. How much do you think it would be? A lot. I can't even calculate it. It's that high.
I don't know. I mean, there's got to be somebody out there that knows how to calculate that stuff, you know.
Well, think of whatever the daily compound interest is times that. Oh, you can more than live on that. I mean, that's the other thing. If people were smart about the lottery and they won even a decent chunk of change, yeah, to your point, again, sure. Well, you could absolutely live off that interest yourself.
Hey, call that guy in Norway. Ask him how much the Mega Millions guy are making a day with $500 million in the bank. And you know, it's funny because one person is going to get all this money, and yet our good old Republican Party, who hates activist judges, are now asking the Supreme Court judges to jump into the activist arena with both feet and just throw away a 2,000-page law, you know.
I know.
I mean, I don't want to hear anybody saying, I hate activist judges anymore, because if the Supreme Court throws it out, that will be the biggest activist action in the last 150 years. So anyway, there's a little dichotomy, a little thing going on there that I thought I'd share with you.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks, Tomas. Non sequitur, but a good one, talking about the Supreme Court, as we were just in Washington, D.C., and we know what ultimately, if there is a decision that's handed down, it's not happening, which there will be. It's not happening until the end of June. But will this whole thing just be ripped up and you start from scratch? Or do pieces of it, the severability is what Tomas is getting at, does some of it stick? Which, I don't care what your stripes are, it makes sense that some of it would stick. Look at the pre-existing conditions. I mean, now who's not going to agree to that? Pre-existing conditions, right? Ask Dick Cheney, has a pre-existing condition in his heart. So, sure, it's already worked for kids. That's a good thing because that's already kicked in. Same thing for adults. It would be a similar thing. You wouldn't have to get yanked around by an insurance company because of a pre-existing condition. So that would be one thing. And then also, if you have kids, I don't care how hard you're working and how much you're trying to help them and all that sort of stuff, and you got good kids and they're getting some money for scholarships, but they're not getting all of their college paid for if that's the route they're taking. So you could keep them still on your insurance because they're not going to be able to, how are they going to be able to afford insurance? You could keep them on your insurance till they're 26. And I don't think many people are going to argue with that either, unless they find a job where they get insurance, but that usually doesn't happen right away, no matter what field they go into, unless they get lucky or they did an internship and then they roll right into something. There's usually a gap in between for the majority anyway. Yeah, we're talking about money here with the Mega Millions. How about the Chicago mayor, Rahm Emanuel? Yeah, you remember Rahm. He's got his hat out trying to find money for the city of Chicago. Because, you know, with these budget cuts, they are, Tomas just called us in Illinois. I mean, Illinois is in trouble, right? So with what they've had to do in Chicago, they're looking to turn to the private sector to finance $7.2 billion in rebuilding Chicago's subways, sewers, and schools. His first year in office, he had to close a $636 million gap, I guess, in the $6.3 billion budget. He said no taxes would be raised to pay for the infrastructure, and that he would, remember this was the promise, he would create jobs over the next 3 years, and said that the infrastructure would be paid for with further cuts in the city bureaucracy. Best laid plans, Rahm. Now it can't happen. He can't find a way to do this, even though he's shaved some things off of different areas, you know, like the energy bill for the city, user fees, bonds, sales to pay back, all this other kind of stuff. So anyway, they're looking for private sources for money because he can't get any state funding. How's he gonna, with the situation that Illinois is in, there's nothing there. So I think that he spent most of his time lately with his hat in his hand begging for money. Because how are you going to build these new schools? How are you going to renovate old ones? How are you going to repave the city streets? How are you going to add another runway at O'Hare International? How are you going to expand the park space, rebuild the sewers and the rail lines, all those things that were promised? And even this, too, a 75-year lease of the parking meter system. You don't think about this kind of stuff, right? The parking meters that we all hate, right? For a one-time $1.15 billion payment, that's what happened because the 75-year lease went up. So they had to – now they've got to figure out a way to fix this system too because they're stuck. Just rip the meters out. Free parking. Come to Chicago and you have a tax when you enter the city. We don't have any parking meters, though. How great is that? And they're probably not the only city in this situation, although what has happened is what's going on with Illinois, and that's also the reason they're not getting any state funds. But I think it's interesting because it goes back to campaign promises, that there's just no way that you can keep those promises. How do you keep that when you see the reality of what's happening in that state especially? Oh, terrible. Coming up in a few minutes here on America Tonight, I'm going to check the mail because I got so much mail over the last couple of days. Thanks so much for sending that. A lot on the Supreme Court and Mega Millions made another appearance and a couple of other things, too. You can also throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. Since we last met, the world is still buzzing about Trayvon Martin, no matter where you live. This is a huge story talking about clothing and, you know, because he was wearing a hoodie, talking about George Zimmerman. And a lot of stories are coming out from the Martin family. A lot of friends and family members of George Zimmerman are coming out to defend him. And, you know, here's the thing. The crux of this, of what happened here. The guy, we know this story, Zimmerman, he's looking at Trayvon Martin, watching him, thinks that something's wrong, calls 911, they tell him to back off, he doesn't, he has a gun, and then he shoots the 17-year-old. So now what his friends are trying to say, or at least one of them made a public appearance, his father, in fact, talked to an Orlando television station and said that his understanding was that Trayvon Martin got on top of him and started beating him. So then that made it worse. That was like ripping off a Band-Aid when the scab was far from being healed. Because then it's easy to say, well, listen, did you hear what he was saying on the phone? He was scared to death, this guy is chasing him down, and he grabs him. And so there's a lot of confusion into the story, but the bottom line is, whatever, connecting the dots, whatever happened here, if Zimmerman had just backed off in the first place, we wouldn't be even talking about Trayvon Martin. You wouldn't even most likely know his name, at least not in the near future, wouldn't have known his name. And this story is just going to get bigger. And it's going to take on even different angles that you won't recognize. A lot of it has to do with, you know, the gun argument about standing your ground and what does that mean and should Florida reverse that? We've heard a lot of conversation about that as well. We're heading to the mailroom. Stick with us.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're going to check the mail in just a few, but first let's go out to Jeff in Oregon. Hello, Jeff.
Kendall here and talk. I won a gold medal and two silvers this past week at our state Special Olympics here in Portland.
Woohoo! What did you do? What events?
Cross-country skiing.
Oh, excellent. Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you, and it's good hearing you again. It seems like ever I haven't heard you.
There you go. So you're back on board. Hey, Jeff, are you a big fan, obviously, competing in Special Olympics and whatnot? Are you a big fan of the Olympics in general? Will you be watching the London Games?
Yes, my cousin's supposed to go for equestrian.
Really?
Horseback riding.
Oh, well, keep us posted as to what happens with your cousin. That's competitive. Equestrian is very, very competitive.
And Kate, not only that, I met some athlete from Germany named Felix Axel.
Felix Axel. What does Felix Axel do? I don't know.
He's cross-country for Germany.
Ah,
he came in
with
the Special Olympians here in the U.S.,
Bravo. How fun. That would have been a fun event to see. You need to send us some shots of that. Get some shots of that and send them to me at americatonight.net. Jeff, good to talk to you again, and congratulations. That's a big old daily salute for one of the listeners of America Tonight. Let's bounce out to Ann in Missouri. Hello, Ann.
Good morning, Ann.
Hello.
I mean, good morning. I'm not doing too well right now.
I knew what you meant. No worries.
We don't get you on our station anymore.
I know. You know why? Because we're on another station in Missouri, a couple other stations in Missouri, and that was a CBS station, and they had them take whatever else was there that was part of the network.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm just calling to say bye.
Well, I'm glad that you called.
You laughed.
We've loved hearing you. We've loved hearing you over the years. Write them a note. Tell them that you want us to come back, but it was a CBS thing.
It was. I called them already.
Yeah.
They
forced them. Yeah.
This is it. I'm not gonna keep you any longer. It's been good. Even other people here have listened to you. At church, I was surprised who it was that said it, but I had called in, and she had awakened and couldn't sleep, and she had the station on. She said, whoops, I almost told you what my name was. She said, I heard you on the radio. And so there were people that listened.
But
listen, you guys, you take care. I'm going to keep looking for you again someplace else.
All right. We're in other spots in Missouri, so thanks for the call. Appreciate that, Ann. There wasn't anything they could do. That was their network thing because it was an O&O. It's tough because there was a lot of great listeners there, and to all those listeners there, thank you. We certainly appreciate that. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your 2 cents. But right now, let's head to the mailbag.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
Woo!
Homer caught up with us. I love it. It makes me feel good because I'm a little slow, so now I feel like I was a little bit faster this time. That's cool. All right, so let's go to our first one. This one comes to us from Sam, listening to us in the great state of Vermont, and he says, Kate, I'm so tired of this Trayvon Martin story, and I'm not tired of his family. I'm just tired of the fact that people are trying to defend George Zimmerman. I don't see how you can defend him. The kid was 17. He was simply going to the store, and he was going back to his father's house, who lived in a gated community. Period. End of story. Zimmerman was older. Zimmerman was told to back down. He didn't, and look what happens. So what has now been heaped upon him is what he deserves, although I don't think he's really going to face any kind of real justice. However, I would suggest that he move from the city of Samford. Well, you know, now what's happened is Samford doesn't like the spotlight that's shining down on it. It's a Orlando suburb, and the town is pretty divided about the whole thing because of some of the problems that they've had in that city. And, you know, his death has taken on, like I said, a lot of different twists and turns in this. It's not just, oh, the 17-year-old, here's what happened. It's much, much bigger than that. And part of it is the media feeding frenzy that has now been part of the story for the last, really, 2.5 weeks. And this was a small town, and now it's the center, ground zero, if you will, of a controversy that has put the people in that town in the unenviable position of trying to figure it out. And the racial undertones that are there, and, you know, now the whole thing about justice and injustice and gun laws in Florida also are thrown into this. And, you know, people there are also feeling pretty defensive and saying that this is something that's not the norm, that this is not the normal thing. The population there is about, give or take, 55,000, and about a third of them are black, and the rest are white, Hispanic, you know, you name it. And the people feel I mean, they feel betrayed, some of them, by the police department, and they don't like all the media trampling through Sanford and being asked a lot of questions about it. I mean, it's just, no matter how you slice this, this is not a great story, and certainly not for the family of Trayvon Martin or the people who live there who are trying to sort it out. All right, let's move to another one. This one from, let's see, Brad, listening to us in Portland, Maine. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to your show for the last couple of months. We just started getting you a couple of months ago, and I love it, for one. You really talk about a lot of things that are the buzz in the backyard, as you say. Here's one thing for you. I am so tired of the Republican circus. I voted for Democrats and Republicans. I consider myself to be a true independent, but this is just getting so long in the tooth. You say it. Romney is the guy, no matter what. Doesn't matter if people are not hip to Romney, think he's stiff, don't think that he has what it takes, think he's a flip-flopper. He's the guy, ultimately, and yet he keeps racking up these endorsements but can't wrap up the deal. What gives? Well, he can't wrap up the deal because officially you have to have enough delegates, so he doesn't have enough delegates. He has the most delegates. He's definitely on target to win the thing, and that's the problem. It has to officially happen. He has to cross the line. So it's like the, you know, it's like the hare and the tortoise. It's crazy, essentially. But I talked about this addresses in the beginning. It's frustrating in general because you've got primaries, caucuses, cockamamie things of winner claim all, winner claim a piece of it, and everybody else gets their chunk of the delegates too. So that's how you end up with this kind of a situation. It's funny because some people would argue that this is the way you want it. Drag it out, make it interesting.